آله وصحبه ومن والاه بمن. Continue my brother inshallah ta'ala our classes of the Shafa'ah, and we're going for the page number one, last one in the page number one, which is taken part of number five inshallah ta'ala, to see who deserve actually a Shafa'ah, the intercession. And when we spoke about intercession, is different. Allah Himself, He has intercession upon certain servants. Rasulullah SAW and all the prophets, they have also part of the intercessions. The believer, they have part of intercessions. The shaheed, the martyrs, they have part of intercessions. So we take on all the kind of the shafa'ah, inshallah ta'ala, to study. In the page which actually you have it now, in page number one, I'm still speaking about number five, inshallah ta'ala. Last one, in number five. Troy is not here.
He's praying.
Yeah. Right, inshallah. So, who deserves a shafa'ah in the day of the judgment? And the shafa'ah, as we said before, is the degrees. Shafa'ah, it could be for the people who are inside the hellfire already. Another shafa'ah, the intercession for those who enter the paradise and Allah give them degrees. There's another shafa'ah for that. So shafa'ah for those who already enter the hellfire, and the shafa'ah for those who are already in the paradise. Which level Allah will send them? There is a shafa'ah here too. Inshallah ta'ala. Aye. And the shafa'ah, the third shafa'ah, which is a shafa'ah to enter the paradise without any account, without any judgment. So the shafa'ah for the people in the hellfire, to be out from the hellfire, shafa'ah for degrees in the hellfire, and shafa'ah for those who enter the paradise without any count. That three kind of the shafa'ah. And plus, we spoke before about the shafa'ah for those who already are in the hellfire from the kafir. There is no shafa'ah for them. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to speak who deserve a shafa'ah, the intercession. Brother Troy, when you finish, come over, inshallah.
Yunus
is here? Mm-hmm. Inshallah ta'ala. An Abi Hurairah, number five in the page number one. An Abi Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, annahu qala, kultu ya Rasulallah, من أسعد الناس بشفاعتك يوم القيامة؟ فقال لقد ظننت يا أبا هريرة ألا يسألني عن هذا الحديث أحد أول منك لما رأيت من حرصك على الحديث. أسعد الناس بشفاعتي يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قبل نفسه إن شاء الله تعالى. So this is actually the hadith which I found it today. Brother Yunus, inshallah, gonna read it for us in page number one, last one in the page. Yes. Last one in the page. Go ahead, Father.
Conditions for intercession in the hereafter, narrated by Abu Hurairah. I say, O Allah's Messenger, will be the luckiest person will gain your intercession on the day of resurrection. The Prophet said, O Abu Hurairah, I've thought that none will ask me about this hadith before you, and I know you're longing for the learning of hadith. The luckiest person who will have my intercession on the day of resurrection will be the one who said, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, sincerely from the bottom of his heart. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari, number 6570.
Okay. Ya Sheikh Lutfullah, the one who deserves the shafa'atun nabiyyi in the day of resurrection, in the day of resurrection, the one who say la ilaha illallah sincerely. You go to the Muslim in a bar, you ask him. You go to the Muslim exactly selling khinzir and pork, exactly and wine, and they say exactly, you believe, yes, I believe la ilaha illallah. But the one who deserves the shafa'ah, the one who say la ilaha illallah, and of course followed by Muhammad Rasulullah, sincerely, ikhlas. The most important for the believer, al-ikhlas. Ikhlas, it's mean to be sincere in your worshipping. To obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. That is action. So the sahaba, to speak about this hadith from outer, As-Sahaba, the Sahaba, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were eager and careful to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what they will give them benefits in their life and in the hereafter. They ask. Today, some people today, actually community of the Muslim, don't ask your sheikh. Don't embarrass him. It's not allowed to ask your sheikh. So is there certain sheikh today is sit down in front of the people and they would say whatever they want without questioning? No. I'm telling you, this poor servant of Allah in front of you, his name is Al-Abd Mustafa. If you find any doubt of my words, if you find any doubt of my words, ask me. And if I don't answer you, and I give you the evidence, hang me outside of the door. Because Islam is not only to listen, and exactly to listen whatever actually the Imam said. La, if you feel any word came from me, has any doubts, or confusing you, you must ask me. But there is a certain community you find the Imam sit down and nobody ask them, and not allowed to ask your Imam, not allowed to ask your Sheikh. La. So the Sahaba, they used to be eager in knowledge. Ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to learn to be saved in this in their life and to save, be safe in hereafter. So one of this actually question, they were so eager to ask a question about the shafa'ah, the intercession. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to clear it for them. And also they were very eager in knowledge. Ilm is very important. You find the people enter the masjid, hundreds of people, thousands of people, and enter the masjid, and after the salah, running. Like the ilm is not counted for them. How you know about Allah? By ilm, by knowledge. How you know about Rasulullah? By knowledge. How you know about the salah? By knowledge. How you know about the zakah? By knowledge. How you know about hajj? By knowledge. But people today, they thought Islam is commanding me to pray and leave. You must give a time for yourself and your family member to learn the Islam, because without the knowledge, you will be exactly misled in this life, will be misguided. You know Allah by the knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aye. So the most luckiest people, exactly in the day of to deserve the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sincerely, work for it. Mu'taqadatun bima'naha. Believing its meaning and obeying. La ilaha illallah. Amilan bimuqtadaha. Acting accordingly. مخلصا بالإيمان بترك الشرك sincerely abandoning الشرك عدم الرياء not showing off. Find a Muslim come to the masjid And you look at him, Allahu Akbar. And you thought that Abu Bakr and Umar was us in the masjid. But when you go outside of the masjid, he became totally different. Sit down in the masjid, standing in the masjid, praying like Sahaba, taking long time. But when he go home and pray by himself, Salat al-Asr, 2 minutes. Salat al-Isha is 1 minute. Finished. Fast. La. Your act should be in and out the same way. Sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need. Today, for example, acting accordingly with the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You find some people today, pray, akhi. When I went to my country, almost like 2 months ago, I found girl with hijab, they don't pray. Young people, they don't pray. Salah became option for them. They don't pray. People actually, majority of the people, they wake up in the morning after the sunrise. Did you pray the Salat al-Subh? Yes, right. Alhamdulillah. What time you pray? 10 o'clock when I wake up. 10 o'clock when I wake up. This is sincere in La ilaha illallah? Never. Never. La hawla la quwwata illa billah al-azim. Have some people here in the masjid in a snow time. They walk for 15 minutes. They don't miss any single salah. They are closer to me. They pray with me fajr in this masjid and every single salah. And they walk in the raining time. They go to the masjid to pray. But this is sincerity.
You come at fajr?
I'm here in the fajr, Habib. I'm sleeping in the masjid now. Serving, full service for masjid manat. By the mercy of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. You ask the Muslim today, why you don't pay the zakah? Why you don't pay the zakah? He said, I'm not sure who gonna take the zakah from me. I am not sure who gonna take the zakah from me. Ya akhi, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. You find a sister, exactly wearing hijab when she entered the masjid. And when she come out from the masjid, I saw them in the elevator yesterday. She take the hijab out to go to the street because she feel ashamed to walk in a street with hijab. So she taking the hijab inside the masjid when she intended to leave. This is sincerity, la ilaha illallah, sincerity. Never, ever.
But a lot of women, they feel insecure outside wearing hijab.
Allah is the one who protect you.
You never know, you know, what will be the reaction of...
So let's, we take a Sheikh Lutfullah. We tell the believer, all the Muslim, take your hijab out when you walk in the streets because actually it's danger for you. La yaqi. Today, actually, in New York City, they process the order. Sheikh Yunus is here. They process the order to exact respect, and whoever attack any woman with hijab, he will be in a criminal way. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for that. Beast of Muslim today, Sheikh Muhammad, before you leave, he has the money. Why you don't go to Hajj? Why you don't go to Hajj until now? Wallah, ya akhi, because of that exactly my work. Ya akhi, the Hajj al-Bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabil, Hajj will be obligating for those who have the money. You cannot postpone it. You must go for the Hajj. Because when you go for vacation, you will make a sure to take a vacation, and to take some days off with your family. But when you exactly the Hajj became valid, he doesn't go to the Hajj. And some people, wallahi, I know, they die without performing the Hajj, and they are rich. I know them here. They are so rich, they will be guilty in front of Allah. If this is sincerity, never going to be sincerity.
Just one question about that.
Naam?
Can I go to Hajj now?
La.
I mean, this way, if a person passes away,
if the person passes away
and didn't perform Hajj, and then his son or whatever, from his money, the deceased one.
Yeah, this is about Hajj. We spoke about inheritance before. Before you distribute his property or his money between the members of the inheritors, exactly you must cut this money and someone send someone actually to perform the Hajj because he will receive a punishment in the grave if he die, if he has the money, if the money was available and he postponed it and he never performed the Hajj, he will be punished. Therefore, from the exactly his family member, to choose someone, either direct from his family member or someone else, his friend, whatever it is, to give him the money to perform Hajj for this, exactly for this person, inshaAllah ta'ala.
But that person has to perform Hajj before.
Yes. He has to perform the Hajj before. Style. People actually sincerely abandon shirk. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah Rasulullah. Certain Muslims today, they cooperated with the Yahud, cooperated with the superpower, claiming, what can we do? We cannot be against these people. They will defeat us. So it's better for you to be with the powerful country better than you be against them. This is shirk. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your protector. Allah is the one who saved us. And I would like to give you some of the hadith. Hadith Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda. To show you the sincerity of Mu'az. Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda ibn Jabal. The Prophet sent him to Yemen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send Mu'az, one person, make all the whole people in Yemen Muslim. Could you imagine about this? Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu arda. The Prophet, he said one of the hadiths that he mentioned in the Bukhari, don't have it with you. Qala Mu'az, he said, Ya Mu'az, Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Mu'az, atadri ma haqq Allahu ala al-ibad? The Prophet ﷺ asked Mu'az, O Mu'az, do you know what is the rights of Allah upon his servant? Mu'az is not like you and me. قال الله ورسوله أعلم. Allah and his messenger knows. You cannot exactly give opinion in front of the Prophet ﷺ. لا تقدموا بين يدي الرسول ﷺ. Do not proceed before the Prophet ﷺ. Said Mu'az, he answered, Allah and his messenger knows. He doesn't know what is the right of Allah upon the servant. Qala ya Mu'az, haqq al-ibad, haqq Allah ala al-ibad. The rights of Allah upon his servant. An ya'buduh wa la yushriku bihi shay'a. To worship him and not to associate any with him. Not to associate any with him. Not to have allies with anyone, exactly instead the believers. That's the part of two. Then after that, the Prophet ﷺ asks the second question. أتدري يا معاذ, do you know يا معاذ, ما حق العباد على الله? The opposite. Do you know يا معاذ, what is the right of the servant upon Allah? Do you have right upon Allah? Yes. The Prophet Mu'az answer again, Allah and his messenger knows. We don't know what is the right of the servant upon Allah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqqu al-ibadu ala Allah. The right of the servants upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alla yu'adhibahum. Not to actually punish them in the hellfire. If you have the sincerity to worship Allah only alone, to obey Allah and only alone, to trust Allah only alone, to seek protection from Allah only alone, that is actually the La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And what I'd like to exactly to give you before Mu'az, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Mu'az. Sa'd ibn Mu'az, he was a part of the soldier in the battle of Uhud. Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda. He had got injured in his arm. You know the veins which he connected to your heart? He received actually in his arm, exactly hitting his veins which he connected to the heart. And this is very in the danger. Anyone need to actually to kill himself, he cut himself from the hand. He cut himself from the hand, so the blood will be flowing and he died. So he received in this area. So the Prophet ﷺ ordered the Sahaba to take him where? In one side, in the tent, closer to the Masjid in Nabi ﷺ. Masjid Rasulullah ﷺ. And his blood flowing, flowing between all the tents, between all the people. حَتَّى اَحْتَزَّ لَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The throne of Allah, the Arsh of Ar-Rahman, it's shaking from the death and injury of Sa'd ibn Mu'az. Allah himself, Allah himself, his throne was shaking by the death of Sa'd ibn Mu'az, radiallahu anhu arda. So what happened is, Allah sent Jibreel عليه السلام to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا محمد, come and pray after he died. Come and pray صلاة الجنازة. There is a 70,000 angel waiting for you to lead a salah on behalf of Sa'd ibn Mu'az. Allahu Akbar. 70,000 angels came, Allah send them because of what Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu Sayyidul Ansar, one of the master of the Ansar in Medina, who made all his tribe a Muslim too. And he was very sincere in his ibadah. Allah send him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to order the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send Jibreel to lead the salah for 70,000 angel because of the sincerity of Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda. And with that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a hadith. It doesn't mean we stop all the sunnah in this life. Every one of us will receive actually dhammatul qabr. Dhammatul qabr, the stress and the pressure of the grave. The Prophet said about Sa'd ibn Mu'az, لو كان منكم أحد الناجي لنجي منها سعد بن معاذ. If any one of you will be saved from the pressure and the stress of the qabr, Sa'd ibn Mu'az will be saved from it. That means he will be included. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one, he make the qabr to release you. Or subhanallah, after they send us in the grave, the pressure will come and the stress of the qabr will make you sit down. Make you sit down. And exactly the pressure will come حَتَّى تَخْتَلِجِ أَضْلَاعُ, until the ribs go into one another. Could you imagine about it if somebody, Sheikh Lutfullah, come, a hero like Sheikh Kiba, came and hugged you. And he just hug you hard. Take it easy, man. I cannot think exactly. I cannot breathe. Well, who you are? I need to be broken. Subhanallah. What about the pressure itself which we will receive in the qabr? Every one of us shall test it. And we ask Allah sincerely, and we are surrounded by the angel, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from the stress and the pressure in the qabr, inshaAllah ta'ala. But your sincerity in iman will save you in the grief. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Sincerely from your heart and practice for it. Work for it. Not by word. Bring the kafir and tell him, say la ilaha. He will tell you, say la ilaha illallah. Some of the Muslim, they say la ilaha illallah, but their actions, they're practicing. No practicing is false. وَلَا عُوزُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Sincerity is very important, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will go through the ayat. Remember, Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Tawheed is very important. وَالْأُلُهِيَّ, to believe there is only one Lord and the Lord of the heaven and earth. Asma and Sifat, the attributes and the names of Allah, we should all of us believe it sincerely from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us sincerity, inshaAllah ta'ala, بإذن الله تعالى, and to die with la ilallah, to deserve the shafa'atul nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue tomorrow with the great ayats. There is some shafa'ah for people, they don't enter the paradise, and they don't enter the hellfire. Their good deeds became equal to their evil deeds. There is some Muslim, their evil deeds will be equal to the good deeds. They don't enter the Jannah, they don't enter the hellfire, they will be in Al-A'raf, in a highest place, elevated place, looking for both of them. We are appointed to go for this exactly, inshaAllah ta'ala, for the ayat, inshaAllah, Surah Al-A'raf, tomorrow, inshaAllah, بإذن الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please explain exactly the parle français.